problem we have as a country, there is no synchronization of policies through the line ministries. Our policies are not consistent. As a result, other people try to implement things which are not implementable. It causes a lot of discord. It causes a lot of confusion, even to the local people, leave alone the investors who are supposed to come into the country and invest. Because it's confusion. The other hand does not know what the other hand is doing. I think we are now mature. We are 36 years independent. We should be serious about the future of this country and the future of our children and their children's children. The confusion which you are seeing is because of a few misguided elements. It's a few misguided elements who are benefiting at the expense of the majority. The young people of Zimbabwe need employment. Everyone here in Zimbabwe needs investment. Our factories have become churches. And we are saying, what is it that we can do as a nation?
You were once a champion of black empowerment, working with the Affirmative Action Group. And one might ask, what has changed? Because the indigenization law seeks the same objectives that you fought for.
When we formed our organization, black people were not involved in the mainstream economy. But now a lot of our black people are involved in the mainstream economy. Some are even owing banks